So then let's turn our attention now to boxing. Brett McGuinty is a young Donegal man who fought out of Oakleaf in Derry in the amateur ranks. Towards the end of last year, he turned professional and was expected to have his first professional fight in 2020. Signed with Shear Sport Management in LA, the same stable as Jason Quigley. He was training under former world champion Ricky Hatton in Manchester, and things were all looking good for Brett. But along came the coronavirus pandemic, and it brought everything to a halt, including boxing and his hopes of getting into the ring as a professional for the very first time. I spoke to Brett earlier today, where we talked about what he's at the moment and when he hopes to be back in ring action. So Brett, you're welcome along to the SCORE program, and I know the situation that we're in is we're put in this situation to save lives and improve the health, and that is the number one, number key at the moment. But it's a situation which I'm sure as well the other side of it has left you frustrated, because you were in your first year, safe to say your first number of weeks as a professional fighter, something that you dreamt of since you were a young boy, and then come the middle of March, it was just had pause. So frustration has been a huge part of it for you, has it, Brett?
It's been a very frustrating couple of months for me, Yashin. But I suppose the way things, I'd say once the fight was initially cancelled, I would say I felt sorry for myself for a couple of weeks. But you know, the way things are, I suppose, you know, it could be a lot worse, and I hadn't really much to feel sorry for myself about. Like, so I just got back on the wagon and got training again and got the head down, and suppose just have to wait now for the call to get going again, which will hopefully be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, are you keeping in constant contact with the likes of your management, Shear Sport, and obviously you were training under Ricky Hatton as well, Brett?
Well, they're constantly, you know, just checking up on me. I spoke to Ricky last week. He rang just to check up, really. He didn't really have much news for me. He's sort of in the same boat as everybody else. He says try and keep the weight as close to fight weight as you can. Try and keep yourself ticking over. Do whatever you can at home, whether it's runs, have a bag out the back, so I'm not too bad. And, you know, just stay busy. And so whenever the time comes, when we do get going again, I'm not starting from square one. I'm as close as I can be to fighting fit. So I'll be ready for the call.
Yeah. I know that some team members find it difficult to train on their own because of that used to train in big groups and collective groups. But for a boxer, a lot of your training is done on your own anyway. So how have you managed to train back in Donegal, Brett?
Well, it's just, to be honest, just doing good long runs. To be honest, actually, I wouldn't be a big fan of running, but nowadays there's very little to do in the house, so I find myself going for longer runs because I'm in no hurry home. But other than that, I have a bag at the back, as I said, and I just punch away. To be honest, it's not the same as pad work and sparring and that, but you know, we'll just have to make do now as it is. And in the last, you know, the last week or so there, I've got into Eugene, an Oakleaf amateur coach, and we've been out in Brook Park just doing a bit of pad work and stuff, and just staying busy, doing some hull sprints and that. So I'm just staying busy in whatever way I can, and just staying ready to get the call.
Yeah, you say that you're getting ready for the call. When do you expect a call? When are you hoping to get a call, Brett?
Well, I spoke to Mike actually yesterday morning, and Mike thinks that they're hoping to get the gym open by July, because it's a public gym as well. We would use upstairs, but the public would use downstairs, and they're hoping to get it open in whatever way they can, whether it's like restricted to a certain amount of people, and you know, each class with a certain amount of people, but somewhere or another, they're hoping to get the gym open in July. So if that happens, I'll be hoping to get over there, hopefully in July, if not July, the start of August. But there's no guarantees. They're not sure themselves. I don't think too many people are sure what's going to happen at the minute. So I'll just I just hope for some time around July, maybe August, and we'll be ready to get going again.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously you're based in England, but your management is American. I know there's talk of fights taking place in late June in America. Is there any sort of possibility that Brett McGuinty could be heading that direction, doing something like what Jason Quigley done?
Maybe, actually, I'm not sure. They haven't mentioned it to me yet now, but I did just see yesterday that Adam Lopez, he's another Shear Sports fighter. He had a title fight on the 11th of June, so things seem to be getting going in America right and quickly. He's fighting for the same title Jason Quigley won, the NABF. So, you know, things do seem to be getting moving over there. If that's what it means to get a fight, then I'll be happy to do it, because as I said, like I was originally hoping to have my debut before March, but the license took a bit longer than I'd hoped, and it finally came around then. And I think it was actually St. Paddy's Day that the fight was ended up being cancelled, so it was only 4 days before it had all the hard work done. So it was disappointing. So I would take anything now, to be honest, just to get me going, just to get the thing started, because there's been a lot of hard training going on, and it would be nice to have something to show for it.
Yeah, that fight was to be in Bolton. We're going to wait to see if there is going to be another card come Bolton this year, but it could be a different card because there nothing's really confirmed yet, but there's a lot of speculation in relation to fights, Brett, and I know I spoke to you a number of days ago about this, that cards will be restricted, which really doesn't help the cause of professional boxers who are in their early days of turning pro.
Well, that is a big difficult one, especially for prospects. Like the British Boxing Board of Control sent out an email to say that cards would be restricted to 5 fights, and the talk, just listening to the interviews from promoters, the talk is that, you know, if it's going to be 5 fights, it has to be 5 competitive, tough fights, maybe even title fights or whatever. So, like, there's not going to be any fans at the fights, so people's going to have to pay to watch them, maybe whether it's on streams or box office or whatever it happens to be. But, like, unfortunately, not too many people are going to want to see a young prospect fight a journeyman over 4 rounds. You know, it should be, you know, it's going to be probably people on the verge of titles, if not fighting for titles, and some of the bigger names. So it's going to be difficult now for the likes of me to get fighting, because, you know, boxing doesn't really exist without the fans, you know, other than at the highest levels, something similar to the Premier League. So we'll just have to wait our turn. How long that'll be, to be honest, I don't think anybody knows, but hopefully it'll not be too long.
Yeah, I know that's going to play in your mind, and that this could be kicked down the road further again, but you have to sort of try and stay positive in all this, don't you, Brett?
You just have to keep taking over. To be honest, Ashin, I enjoy training, and I just, you know, because there's very little else to do when you're about the house most of the time, just get out for a run and clear the head and things like that there. So just try and stay as fit as I can. Hopefully get a couple of spars in the next month or so as well. Well, just to get me back in the ring, get the feel for it again, and we'll see where it takes us.
Yeah. We're just going to move on maybe to Jason Quigley, a guy you know very well. Both of you are under the same management, as we said earlier in the interview. It looks like Jason's going to be up against Jack Cullen in this back, I suppose we could say, Eddie Hearn's back garden. So it is. He's going to be part of the bill there. That's something that Jason is focusing on. That Jason Quigley, Jack Cullen bout has a tasty ring to it, doesn't it, Brett?
It definitely does. I'm just looking at a few comments and stuff on social media about it. People talking about it maybe being a fight of the year contender before they even throw a punch. So I think it will be, because you know, both of them are talented fighters, but they like to mix it too. Like, so I would say we could be in for an exciting one, definitely.
Yeah. What can Jason Quigley expect if that bout goes ahead? Because you know Jack Cullen, you've sparred with him.
Sparred with Cullen there for his last fight. I think Eddie Hearn kind of told Cullen mentioned Jason Quigley just before his last fight, saying that, you know, he thought if he was the one the next one, then Quigley would be the one after that. So I think he kind of Eddie Hearn kind of dangled that card in front of him, saying, you know, if you can get through this boy, which he was expected to do, to be fair, then, you know, you would have a big fight then against Jason. So I think to be honest, it'd be a great fight, Ashing. Cullen's, he's a big lad, he's 6'4", but he's, you know, he can get involved in a fight very easily. And, you know, we know Jason can punch a bit as well. So it's definitely, you know, it's going to be a very exciting fight, and this one I'm looking forward to see himself.
Yeah, and if Jason wins it, it'll be a big boost for him. It'll be a big one, probably the biggest of his career. Even though he's won a North American title, if he was to beat Jack Cullen, it would be massive. So it would, Brett.
Definitely. I think it's a big platform to be on as well, because there's very little boxing happening. There's no boxing happening around here at the minute. So all eyes is going to be on that. You know, on them shows. I think Eddie Hearn's talking about having 4 shows in 4 weeks, from the end of July to the middle of August. So all eyes is going to be on them fights. And, you know, as I'm sure Jason knows, it's a big opportunity. And if he comes through it, which I'm sure he's confident he will, then, you know, there could be, if not a world title eliminator at the other side of it. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for Jack as well. I'm sure both of them are training hard and they're looking forward to the fight. And I would say it'll be a treat for us to watch it from home.
Yeah, hopefully so. Fine. And then, Brett, just back to you. That's a position you want to get yourself into down the line in the pro ranks. You want to be fighting for titles?
Of course, Ashin. I think anybody starting out in their professional journey, the goal is eventually to get themselves to be a champion of some sort. Obviously, a world champion is the ultimate goal, but to be a champion of some sort is definitely that's where I want to be. And then someday to reach world level, I think with all prospects, all fighters really has had a bit of a bump in the road at the minute. But you know, once things get back to the way they should be, I'm sure we'll be well back on track and getting towards that level eventually.
Okay. Listen, Brett, many thanks for joining us. We wish you the best of luck and hopefully you'll be back in a gym, man. Back in the ring fighting real soon.
Thanks, Ashin.
Donegal boxer Brett McGinty, we hope that he gets back into the gym and indeed in the ring real, real soon in 2020. And there's something at the end, towards the end of the year for him. Now we turn our attention to golf, and that's a sport that has had a couple of weeks to settle in because their return was part of phase one a number of weeks ago. There's going to be more changes to come for golfers in phase two. And I've been talking about those and how things have been panning out for the clubs around the Northwest region with a well-known golfer the county, Eamon Davis. Eamon Davis, you're welcome on to Highlands Score, a program, as we talk things golf and how I suppose the sport is dealing with the phasing in and the return to sport. And Eamon, of course, you have a social media page on Facebook, All Things Golf in Donegal. And I do know that you're a firm believer that we're in this situation and the phases are coming back into golf, but it's a situation that we shouldn't have been in from the outset, you believe?
Yes, Oisin, how are you? Great to be on the show. Thank you very much. Yes, we have already gone into phase one, and everyone now is speaking about phase two, which comes into operation on Monday next. And as you mentioned there, Oisin, to be honest, I personally don't think that we should be in any phase one or two. From the outset, I find it very strange coming from government rules that they brought in for isolation because on one hand, they shut everything down in sport, as we all know, and then on the other hand, they were telling people in isolation to be careful and get plenty of exercise. Go walking, go cycling within a certain limit. And this is what we couldn't understand, on the fact that there's no better exercise that you get than walking around a golf course.
Yeah. Didn't happen on that occasion that you could come back earlier. But when you were phased in, what's the response been like from clubs over the last number of weeks and how are they coping with the restrictions that have been put in place, Eamon?
Yes, well, the clubs, I think, have managed quite well. You know, I don't think there's been a problem. The members themselves, because it is only members that are allowed on the courses at the moment, unfortunately no guests because, well, there's no competitions on anyhow. But I think the members coming back have been so relieved that they have adhered to all the restrictions that have been in place. You know, as we know, the clubhouses still are not open, so therefore there's no mass gatherings. I think a very good thing actually that has come out of it is the fact that we have been restricted to three balls, time limit, you know, every 12 minutes. And I think it's worked out quite well. I mean, sure, the weather that we have come back to play in, fantastic, Oisin. So we can't argue about that.
Yeah. Is today's rain welcome for the golf courses, is it?
It is. I think it is, most definitely. Any greenkeeper will be telling you now that they're glad to see it. Yeah. You know, some of the fairways, I mean, most of the courses in Donegal, as you know, are all links courses, apart from the two inland courses that we have, the two parkland courses. and the fairways have been a bit burnt up.
Yeah.
And the greens, you know.
Okay. So, just looking ahead now, phase two is going to come next week. This still has to be confirmed by the government, but we are expecting that phase two will come in for golf. What's going to change now from the first phase going into phase two?
Well, in phase two, the main point seemed to be that they will be allowed four balls. Again, at a time individual of 12 or 14 minutes, depending. Now, there is a slight difference between the north and south for whatever reason, you know. But and the other thing, which is the main thing, I suppose, is that the members now will be allowed to bring guests, and the clubs would also are allowed to have competitions.
Yeah.
Now, whether I expect them to start off with just members' competitions,
mm-hmm.
in that, you know, I don't think that open competitions would come into play until the beginning of July.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, but at the end of the day, what it's going to do is, if it allows the pro shops to open and operate fully, well then, Oisin, it's bringing money into the club, and that's something that is that's the worst thing at the moment in relation to golf and golf clubs that has happened with the lockdown.
Yeah, I suppose it's like everything in business that money is needed to keep the business afloat. And will the pro shops be open next week?
I expect them to be. Yes, because if, for example, that they run competitions, the pro shop's going to have to be open to pick up cards, enter, fees, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Suppose it's up to the individual pro shop then, whoever's in the shop, whether it's a club shop or franchised, as to whether or not they're going to be open to sell things or whatever, you know. But it's going to be great for them, because there's been a lot of money lost. As you say, all businesses have been affected, you know, but following on from the Irish Open in Ballyliffin a couple of years ago, the influx of visitors that the Donegal clubs have had from everywhere in the world, you know, has been phenomenal.
Yeah. Once the 20-kilometre restriction, and once it's increased from 5 to 20 kilometres, will the golf clubs see more, will it be more beneficial to the golf clubs? Will they see more activity around the clubs?
Yes, they will, because at the moment now there are, the limit is on, as you mentioned, even members within 5K, you know. So when it's extended to the 20K, there'll be a lot more members.
Mm-hmm.
That will travel, because I do believe that the members outside the 5K have done their best to stay away, you know, but it'll be great to see them coming back as well, and everything getting back to what we hope is going to be considered normal.
Yeah. At what stage is it at, and I'm not a golfer, but in relation to handicaps, and if players are looking to better their handicap and move on with their handicap, where's it at the moment, and what's the next step for them?
Yeah, well, if the competitions come in, obviously there's going to be cards. Now, the next, what they have done is they've gone on to a computerized card system, where it'll be the same as booking into your, what they call a BRS system in golf, you know, and all the clubs now have it, when you're booking in your competition to enter and that type of thing, you know. The cards are going to be the same, so that the club members, volunteers, handicap convener, whatever, will not have to handle the paper cards that we have at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
So that's coming into play. It really only obviously comes into play when there's a competition on the club.
I would say the general feeling with golfers around the county, Eamon, is that they are delighted to be back. But once they get a couple of rounds under the belt, is there any sort of frustration there with the players and what they have to do to complete a round now and compete in golf?
No, the only frustration will be in their standard of play, you know, because you may not know that apart from the golf courses, the driving ranges were all closed down as well in the lockdown, you see. So therefore, we weren't getting out to have a bit of practice, a bit of a few swings, you know, to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Only those people that have been lucky enough maybe to be able to go to a field somewhere where they're able to hit balls, you know. Yeah. Me personally, I'm very lucky because I'm a member of three different clubs, you know, and concessionary member. And the fact that I was isolating in my in the mother-in-law's home in Guidoor, and nearly every day I was able to go down, had a few iron shots down in the Commonage, you know, over there, even though the say the course was closed. Yeah. So I'm okay.
So what you're saying, is you're ahead of the game than the rest of them? Is that a demon?
I'm ahead of the game. I'm looking for a couple of wee matches if anybody's interested. You know, pound a pound, as they say.
Listen, golf's got a head start now in some of the rest of the sports, and you're back playing. And we may see competitions as from next week. But just finally, Eamon, a timeline possibly of when we could see maybe golf back in Donegal to the heights that we had in 2018, because it was a brilliant atmosphere. You mentioned it earlier about having the Irish Open here, and golf was on the up, and there was a real buzz about golf. When are we going to get back to that stage?
Yes, I can see us getting back in the middle of July, definitely before the end of July. And I think as regards, and then the clubs in, obviously you've got the open competitions where you've got visitors and all coming, you know. But I think what's going to happen, one of the main things that we're hoping for, that I would hope for, is that the Irish Open goes ahead as planned. They're talking now about September, because then you've got the buzz again, you know. You've got the McIlroys and all the top European golfers, you know, that have already expressed an interest in coming to play. What they'll do there is they'll find a date that suits maybe even more of those golfers, so we get a bigger field, you know. And then you've got the buzz, Oisin, you know, coming up again, because there's a lot of Donegal people, fair play to them, you know, have travelled in the past few years to the Irish Open. Yeah. You know, I was in Lahinch last year myself, where our own Michael McGeady, you know, had qualified to play. And I met quite a few lads from Letterkenny and Ballyluffin Golf Club and that, you know, I'm sure there was quite a lot from all the different golf clubs in Donegal. And that's the kind of buzz and the kind of interest that you get.
Yeah, I'll just add one more question before we go. Yeah. Does golf need spectators?
It does. Yeah. It does. There's nothing worse, you know. I was at the K Club. That came into my head there a few times. I was at the K Club myself a few years back, and there's nothing worse, I thought, than it was late in the evening, 5 o'clock, and myself and my son Mark were heading back in again, and we come across a 16th green, and there were two golfers on it with their caddies, and that was it. Yeah. And the guy had a long putt, which he sunk, and I clapped, and the echo could be heard, you know, because there was no one else there. I seen you could hear the echo at the clubhouse, I would say, you know. Yeah. Golf definitely needs support. They need fans. That's what gets the blood up, yeah. You know. That's what gets the excitement going, you know. I mean, do you think the postman Poulter in the Ryder Cup, like, would have been running around battering his chest, like, and delivering things if there hadn't been anybody there to watch him doing it?
No.
Not at all.
So, listen, Eamon, it's good to talk to you, and keep practicing.
I try my best. Thank you very much, and we'll have to get you out too for a game.
I wouldn't have patience for it, Eamon.
then you can talk all things sport.
Oh, no. Listen, Eamon, thanks again, and stay safe. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Oisin. Thank you. Bye.
That is Eamon Davis speaking on golf in Donegal. Just to remind you, Brendan Devaney's podcast, The DL Debate, will be back on HighlandRadio.com this coming Monday. He's going to have an interesting conversation with Communication Officer at Croke Park, Alan Milton. We may know more, of course, come Monday about what the next stage is for the roadmap of the GAA. My thanks to our guests tonight. They were Eamon Davis, Brett McGinty and David Kilsh. We will, of course, be back with another SCORE programme next Thursday, just after the 7 o'clock news. Until then, have a very good evening.